Time to look in and see what's happening in the Mount Alexander Shire with CEO Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
So I've decided today, we were talking earlier about the fact that there's sort of a day for everything at the moment. It's National Beer Lovers Day, International Day for whatever. So I thought we should have Darren Appreciation Day today. So there you go.
Oh, right. This is just nothing but trouble for me, isn't it?
Oh, no, I didn't say it was you. I just said it was Darren.
Yeah, right. All the other Darrens.
Yeah, that's it.
No, anyway. No, I've got to pull you two up now because we've got some work to do here.
Oh, okay.
What's happening in Maldon, Darren? Something more for that lovely town in the Shire?
Yes, there's always something happening in Maldon, Steve. But the work that we're doing at the moment, as everybody knows, Maldon is a really important gold rush town, and it's got lots of buildings, and actually the streetscape itself is widely acknowledged with great examples of 19th century architecture, and making sure that we preserve that heritage for residents and also for visitors is a really important part of the work that we do. So very happy to be saying that we're up to the next step in the process of protecting the town's heritage. And what I mean by that is about 12 months ago, Steve, Council adopted what's called the Maldon Design Guidelines, and they will apply ultimately to all of the buildings and building in specific areas in the town that are deemed to have heritage significance, and that'll be areas and precincts. And so since that 12 months ago, we've been preparing the documentation that's required to amend the planning scheme to bring that guideline itself into the planning scheme. And so that's now ready. The proposed planning scheme amendment is ready and is open for viewing and for public comment now. So we're taking submissions on that until 5 p.m. on Monday, the 11th of October. But we've also got an online information session scheduled for Tuesday, the 21st of September. So we know people will be very interested in that. If they'd like to get involved in that information session, they can register with our planning unit by emailing them at strategicplanning, it's all one word, at mountalexander.vic.gov.au, and they will send through a Zoom link for that information session. But if you just want to have a look at more information about the amendment and the guidelines, that's all on our website, so the mountalexander.vic.gov.au website, and if you just look up Maldon Design Guidelines, you'll be able to find all the information you want.
Okay. Now, this one certainly deserves a plug. It's the council's second electric vehicle for community use getting sorted.
Oh, he's charged up today.
Oh, you guys are firing all right, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So this is the second of our two new electric vehicle chargers, Robbo, and it's been installed and is ready for use. You might recall a little while ago we talked about installing one in Harcourt, just near the post office there. That's been going fantastic, I've got to say. And this latest one is at the Castlemaine Visitor Information Centre car park, which is next to the bigger IGA supermarket in Castlemaine, or next to Victory Park, depending on how you look at it. This one's a 75 kilowatt charging station, which means you can do two cars at once, or one car, I understand, takes somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes to get a full charge out of it. So it's quite a powerful charging station, I understand. And so a big thank you to Rob Law and the Central Victorian Greenhouse Alliance crew who have arranged that installation for us. And that actually comes on the back of the other great news that we talked about a while ago, which was that from January next year, all of the power that we use at those two charging stations, and actually all of the council's power use, will be powered by 100% renewable energy because of an agreement that we entered into to get all of our power from wind farm near Mortlake as part of a bulk buy agreement that was also assisted by the Victorian Greenhouse Gas Alliance. So thank you again to them.
Terrific.
Doing well. And Young Musos, the call is out for them. What are you looking to do?
Yes, this is the annual call out, which is for people between 12 and 25 years old, inviting them to get involved in the annual Freezer Battle of the Bands competition. So we know young people love this one. First prize is $500, and all of the entrants get to play at the Theatre Royal in October, which is a pretty exciting thing in itself, COVID restrictions allowing, of course. The music itself can be anything, hip-hop, electronic, acoustic. Songs can be originals or covers, doesn't matter. It is open to anyone who lives or works in north-central Victoria, which, importantly for your listeners, Rob and Steve, does include Bendigo, not just Mount Alexander Shire. There's really just one main rule. At least half of the players in the band have to be under 21 years of age, and, of course, all of them spanning between 12 and 25 years of age.
Okay.
So entries close on that one Friday the 8th of October, and you can get all the details that you need from www.mountalexandershireyouth, that's all one word, .com.au, and that's a fantastic website in itself.
Terrific stuff. And at $500 up for the winner, so lovely stuff indeed. We certainly implore all the young musos to get out and get stuck into that for sure. Hey, Darren, always good to chat, mate. Enjoy Darren Appreciation Day, and we shall talk to you next week.
Thank you, Rob. I'll let you know how that takes in the Shire.
Good news, Fuzzard Day is next Tuesday.
Yeah, indeed.
Fantastic.
All right, all the best, Darren. See you, mate. Bye.